Well, John, the season got up and running last weekend, and a full round of games, and another busy weekend, a full round of games starting this evening in Division 1, one game in Division 1. Your own St Junans are out, and of course games in Division 3 and Division 4 as well. First of all, looking at the league, and before we even reflect on what happened last weekend, what your thoughts on the runners and riders, say, for Division 1?
Well, Thomas Bowes Gidore are defending champions. They won the double last year, and you know, after the good run they've come off after an Ulster, and you know, getting to the All-Ireland semi-final, they have a big strong panel. A lot of players now will be looking to push on and get into that team. So although they have a lot of county players, you know, didn't hinder them last year, and they went out and played their game. So in fairness to Gidore, they're going to be the team to beat, Tom, I think. Kilcare will be thereabouts. I know they missed Paddy McBertie and Ryan McHugh for the championship last year, that game against Glenty. So Kilcare are going to be thereabouts. St Junans, you know, a lot of young players coming through, Tom. It might take them a wee while, but you know, they might give a bit of put a bit more emphasis on the league with them young players, get them good matches against good opposition, test them, see what they're like. You know, then you've got Niamh Conlon, who are always experienced team and have, you know, maybe less county players now than they once had. So, you know, they might, you know, look to put a big effort in it. Different clubs, Tom, have different emphasis on the league, and they're looking to get different things out of it. So sometimes it can be hard to judge. But you'll have the top four or five teams there. The Gidore, Kilcare, St Junans, Niamh Conlon. Then you have St Michael's, Glenswilly. And, you know, probably the bottom end. Then you're looking at the teams that came up. Sean McCool's and Bundoran. And maybe Clohanealy, who stayed up last year. And Milford, who've been there a couple of years now. Them teams are probably still looking over the shoulder at the drop all the time. And maybe they'll be looking just to consolidate and stay in Division 1 this year.
Yeah, before we look at the weekend games in Division 1, just a brief look at Division 2. You'd have a fair idea of most of the teams in it. Killybegs, Eirua, Ardrath, Four Masters, Buncrana, Neef, Columba, and Glenfinn, Termon, Dunloe, St. Noel's as well. So,
well, the same thing, Tom. Very, very competitive. You know, you wouldn't put a lot in any of them teams. I know Dunloe went down last year. So probably they'll be looking to come back up. It's not going to be easy for them, you know. Termon have got Francie Field back there and Paddy Boots in charge, and they had a good one last week, you know. I think Termon could be a dark horse. You were at them. There are a lot of good young players coming through. You know, you've Ardrae, Rua went down last year. Probably, you know, might be looking to get straight back up again. But it's difficult. You have Killybegs that got promoted, and, you know, I suppose they have the two county players, Hugh McFadden and Noam Bain Gallagher. So they'll miss them for a chunk of games. It's not going to be easy for them. You know, so different teams, Tom, you know, with the same thing, have different things to play for. Some of the teams that are, you know, will be looking to push on and try and get into Division 1. Other teams looking to stay in Division 2. But, Tom, look at all them teams. There's not a kick of the ball between a lot of them, you know.
Anyway, back to the action for the weekend, taking Division 1. And we'll start with this evening's game. Clohanealy, narrowly beaten by St Michael's last weekend, taking on your own St Junans.
Well, that's it, Thomas. I seen St. Junans last week against McCool's, and, you know, I was impressed enough with what I seen. The first game of the league, you know, you can't read too much into it, but St. Junans were a bit more direct, and they were, you know, they played Keelan Ward at centre half forward, which, you know, maybe it's an experiment that we might have to look at in St. Junans, because we need a wee bit more firepower and a wee bit more cutting edge, I feel, up front. We have Niall O'Donnell, but, you know, Keelan brings a bit of pace there, and he can go past a man, and he's a good carry of the ball, so we'll see how that works out. But oh, last week St Junans were good. Connor Park had a good battle with young Oisin Gallen in the defence, and Connor O'Donnell seems to be captain for the year. He was captain last week, and he had a big game at midfield, and he drove the team forward. And, you know, I know Declan was looking for him to go into the panel at the start of the year, and Connor didn't go in, but, you know, maybe with a few more games now under his belt, Declan might have another, because he's a player that I think has a lot of potential.
He is county material.
Yeah, oh, definitely he's county material, you know, and they're a talented family. Niall's already there, and the younger brother Shane's coming through, so, you know, they're very talented, and Connor definitely is county material. It's just, you know, will he commit to it? Can he make that breakthrough? Rory Carr played last week at full forward, a player that's been dogged by injuries. He started off well, you know, so Rory Kavanagh was still very influential in midfield. So listen, Tom, we know St Junans have a lot of good players. What I always say is we're maybe lacking a forward or two at this stage. You know, so Keelan Ward moving up front might be the answer there. It's hard to know.
You take them to win this evening.
I think they should. They had a good one last week now, and they'll be going well, and they'll have Sean Patton will be there, and all the county players will be there, and Niall O'Donnell should start. And, you know, we have plenty of players. Conor Gibbons was very good last week, 10 or 11 points although I told them he missed one, two, or three as well. But you know, it should have when they're all there, Tom, and we have a full complement, we should have enough to beat Clochanady, even though it's in Clochanady and they'll be hard to beat at home.
Mm. Milford and Kilcar, that's one of the games tomorrow. Actually, that's reversed. That's now in Kilcar. That's in Towney. It was to be in Mildew Park.
Well, you can only see one winner there, Tom, although speaking to some of the Glenswilly boys during the week, they thought they had a good enough run out against them and thought they pushed them hard last week. I thought Kilcar would maybe win more comfortably. So, but still, Kilcar at home are always going to be hard to beat. And as I say, they're one of the top teams in the county. And Paddy McBertie was back last week. So you can only see one winner there. You know, Milford will be struggling away over there against Kilcar.
And Niamh Connell, of course, along with Gweedore, their game was off last weekend. They're back in action this weekend, having the first outing at home to Bundoran.
Well, Bundoran had a good win last week against Milford, so their tails will be up, and maybe Niamh Connell are going in a wee bit slow or a wee bit cold, having had no game. As I said about Niamh Connell, Tom, listen, they're one of the best teams in the county. They've a lot of experience, and they've been in so many county finals and won a few and lost a few. But, you know, for me, they're going to have to change it up a bit. They're going to have to try and score more if they're going to go and win a championship, you know. In the last two county finals, they've scored 111, and one of them was a goal in the last minute last year. So, you know, they've struggled up. Although they're a very good team, they seem to have got into too much of a defensive system, and they seem to be, you know, they're stuck on that and they can't get out of it. So Martin Regan's there now. I think this is his fifth year, and fair play to him for sticking it out. But, you know, I wonder if Martin has, you know, have they come up with a plan? But like Donegal, that have gone more offensive, you know, the last couple of years, the all-out defence and men behind the ball seems to have gone this last couple of years. Teams have realised how to break it down. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see if Niamh Connell gone down that road and trying, because they have plenty of good players, Tom, you know, with Brick Malloy and Kieran Thompson and John O'Malley and all the Leo McLoone and all them experienced players, Anthony Thompson. A plethora of good players, Tom, but it's just to see can they push on. So listen, I know they're going in cold, but Niamh Connell at home, I think they might have enough for Bundoran tonight.
You saw Sean McCool's last weekend against St Junan's. They scored well enough, I suppose, but I felt that they were probably maybe a division below just the pace of the game, you know, which is understandable from a team coming up.
Exactly, Tom.
They're home to Gweedore tomorrow.
Yeah, they played well, you know, when they stepped, but St Junan's always had them at arm's length, and any time Sean McCool's came close, St Junan's were able to go down and get a few more scores. Now, I was impressed with St Junan's, but Sean McCool's tried hard. You know, Brendan McGeehan has them well set up, and they're well enough drilled, and they're keen, and you know, you would expect that after, I think this is their first year in 14 years back in Division 1, so they're keen as mustard, and that's to be expected. Some good players, Tom Young, Ashen Gallen, in fairness, and you know, they have other big Darren O'Leary at full forward, can be a handful, and Marty Riley there. So
Stephen Mulligan.
Yeah, they've a nice set of players. It's a step up for them, Tom. I think they'll be looking to stay up in Division 1. We don't know about Gweedore, Tom. Listen, it's not that long since they played Corrifin. They probably had a good rest now. They probably haven't done a lot in the field, but you know, if they come with all their players, you'd probably think on the big pitch like McCool Park will suit Gweedore too. You think Gweedore will have too much for them.
Glenswilly last weekend, you mentioned that you're speaking to Glenswilly people and they felt they ran Kilcar close. I think there were only 5 points in it in Towney. It was a
good, considering that they'd coppers out for the year and big needles in America. So, you know, they had some young players playing, and
Kieran Bonner's back playing.
Kieran
well.
Bonner's back, yeah, and Jared was in goal for another, helping them out. Yeah. And big Jared McGrenner. So now Glenswilly, you know, big Kevon Marley. I've seen him a few league games last year. I was impressed with him. You know, Glenswilly can always pull these players out of nowhere, or such boys that maybe haven't come through, played county minor or county under 21 yet. They can go on and play Division 1 league and not look out of place. You know, they have a big Wogan fella there too.
Facing St Michael's tomorrow. St Michael's seem now that have St Michael's, yeah, they'd have two games played. Defeated Milford and Clonmacnoise.
Yeah.
And Martin McElhenney, captain out of the county team, seems to have a new zest.
Yes, he's got vital scores for them. He got the late goal last week against Clonmacnoise. That'll be an interesting match, Tom. That probably could be the closest match of the weekend. I suppose Michael Murphy, Neil's back this weekend. I don't know if he's going to play or not. It's hard to know. Maybe a draw, Tom, or maybe Glenswilly maybe just might sneak it.
And finally, we're just quickly running through Division 2, the games, how you see them go. Killybegs at home, Tairua. Some people think they're the top two.
Well, I know Killy Beggs are only up from Division 3, and people say they weren't a Division 3 team. It's hard to know, Tom. I think Division 2 is very, very competitive, and there won't be a lot between a lot of teams. And, you know, the team that's in pushing for promotion, if they lost a couple of games, they could be looking over their shoulders at relegation. Problem, Killy Beggs are unfortunate with the two county men. They're going to lose them now after a few more games, and that's going to be a big hindrance for them. But at home, Hugh McFadden, Owen Bann, I think they might have enough to beat Ballyshannon.
Ardra and Four Masters, two sides that lost last weekend.
Two sides that lost, and they'll be looking to get a win this week. Ardra, I suppose, were disappointing enough, Tom, against Terman. Four Masters would be disappointed to have lost against their rivals, sitting all. So, you know, both them teams will be looking to get a win this weekend. Maybe Ardra at home.
Buncrana, I suppose, the great underachievers. They're at home to Neve Columba. Buncrana suffered a heavy defeat last week again in Ballyshannon.
Yeah, they did. And I know they're playing in junior championship, which is not good for them either. And I suppose Liam Finn went and bet Neve Columba. So that's a long way for Neve Columba to come. But after Buncrana taking that big defeat, you know their heads are going to be down, and maybe a long way for Glenn to come. But if Glenn come with the right attitude, they might, you know, you expect them to beat Buncrana.
Two teams that had good wins last weekend. Glenn Finn went to Neve Columba, as you mentioned, Parknagale, and got a good result. And Terman had a big win at home against Ardra.
Yeah, you seen that game, Tom. And, you know, as you said in the paper during the week, Terman have a lot of good forwards and, you know, a young team. And, you know, with the Francie there on the line now with Paddy McDade, two good stalwarts of the club. And I know from being down there that they've put a big effort in. They've been training hard before Christmas, and, you know, they hung on into Division 2 last year, so they're coming out all guns blazing, you know, and I think they'll beat Glenfinn tonight.
Yeah. And the final game is, say, Knowles at home to Dunloe. So Knowles, a good win last week. Dunloe lost at home to Killy Beggs.
Yeah, and, you know, after Dunloe going down, Tom, you know, they probably thought Division 2 might be, you know, easier, but they'll soon find that a lot of teams are at the same level, and it's very competitive, and it's not going to be easy for them. And as you say, St. Knowles with a good victory at the start, and if they're home this weekend, I think they could beat Dunloe.
So all in all, a busy weekend, John. And for those clubs that you mentioned, Hugh McFadden and Owen Bourne Gallagher, April and they playing with their clubs is important.
That's very important, Tom, and it's great for the club supporters too, the people that, you know, go out and sell the lotto tickets and get the pitches ready and train the teams. They like to see the county players playing, and, you know, when you've Michael Murphy going out there for Glenn Swilly, it's a big lift to the whole club. And same with the McHughes and Paddy McBerty, and even when we have Niall O'Donnell and Sean Patton and Eamon Doherty, or whatever club has their county players, it's great for them, Tom. And listen, we'd love to have them a lot more, but that's the way it is. But when we have them for April, we like to get the most out of it, and it's good to see whenever you play a team that both teams are full strength, and at least it's early in the season, but at least you see where you start when you're playing against a team that has all their county men.